This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For the very first time ever, the world will be introduced to scented billboards courtesy of McDonald's.
This is a terrible and great idea at the same time.
So for now, this is only going to be happening in the Netherlands. So if you happen to be traveling to the Netherlands, please go find these billboards. And it's unclear if it's going to be just some goofy stunt or if this is a real deal that they're going to roll out in other places. So this is a clip of the ad.
McDonald's. You know it when you smell it. So we wondered, if people can recognize McDonald's by its delicious smell alone, what if we had nothing else on our billboards? Announcing the world's first billboard that smells like McDonald's. We simply used ventilators to subtly diffuse our iconic scent, strategically placed the billboards near restaurants, and then let the uncontrollable cravings begin.
Now McDonald's, from McDonald's.
Targeting thousands of noses across the Netherlands. It's the first billboard where the smell becomes the ad.
So the billboard is blank and they're just loading it up with french fries and just using fans to kick the odor out?
Apparently.
Okay, this is the most brilliant and awful idea ever. It's brilliant for a company because they're going to get people to go and eat. It's awful for people like me that are just trying our best not to like eat a bunch of french fries all the time. Like, I contend that part of why I was at my heaviest, it was like 285 pounds. And I was just eating a lot of food. And I contend it was because I lived in Queen Anne. And I just remember when we were coming home from the Kraken game and I pointed out where I used to live. Like, yeah. It's right by the Climate Pledge Arena, which is also right by Dick's. And I would open up my door and I could smell Dick's french fries every day. And every day I would stop at Dick's to get some of those french fries. Because once you smell them, you got to eat them.
Absolutely. So I'm curious if these billboards will be anywhere near an actual McDonald's, or like then do you have to put it into your phone, find the McDonald's nearest me?
That's a terrible idea. I think you need to have it as close as possible to a McDonald's because it's an impulse thing. I smell the french fries. I'm not going to maybe go out of my way to go get them. But if all of a sudden I smell them and then two blocks down, I see the golden arches.
Woo!
Oh!
I mean, it's such a recognizable smell.
Yeah.
That even when I'm driving through my little town of Stanwood, you can smell those fries from the Hagen, from the gas station, from the dollar store, from the Jiffy Lube. Like, it's everywhere.
I would have just assumed all you smell is like cow manure and things like that, because you know you live on the farm.
You know what we call that?
What's that?
Fresh country air.
Okay. Fresh.
Fresh country air.
All right, dumb question for you guys then. What is your favorite food-related scent?
Oh,
Danny's got one already. He doesn't even need to think about it. It's like that.
Pizza place.
Yeah.
Anytime you go to a good pizza place and it just has that smell of that like fresh baked pizza, you have to eat it. And like Moto Pizza. You walk in West Seattle, my row gym is like right down the street from it. And I swear to God, every time I get out of row, I'm just like, I need some Moto Pizza.
It was like that at T-Mobile Park. We're walking around looking for the men's room IPA. And all of a sudden, we're like, I smell pizza, and I think that's Moto. And literally, we turned a corner, and there was Moto Pizza. It is a great smell.
And the line.
Yes.
Because it's that popular, and they're selling smells.
No, I think for me, though, it would be teriyaki.
That's a good choice.
Yeah, if I smell, or any kind of Asian food, really. But teriyaki's the one. If I could smell, like, sometimes I'll be, like, outside, like, where Happy Teriyaki is, or even Honto's. And the minute I smell it, I'm so happy I'm going to get it.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I would go and get it.
I definitely, mine's not so much a, like, a meal food, but it's the smell of fresh baked snickerdoodles.
Okay.
Snickerdoodles are, like, by far my favorite cookie. And if they have been freshly baked, I might lose my mind.
Taryn Daly, you know, I've learned a lot about you in the last several months.
Are you going to crap on my cookie selection?
Quite the opposite. I agree with you.
Oh,
Snickerdoodles
yes.
are the Cadillac of cookies.
Thank you.
They are the best.
Thank you.
I'm mad that the gas station, right, the Jacksons, you know, the Jacksons, like, it's the convenience store for, like, a Shell station.
Yeah.
The one in Puyallup used to have the best Snickerdoodle cookies that were their brand, Jackson's brand, and I don't see them anymore. I think I was the only person buying them, but they were amazing. They were big, and I know it's not, they weren't juicy, but that's the only way I could describe it. They were just moist and delicious.
That's the only time that I approve of the use of the word moist is when you're talking about a dessert. Can I do something for you?
Yes.
Can I bring you, I mean, I'm going to offer you two things. A snickerdoodle from the Cookie Mill in Stanwood, I'll bring one to you.
In.
Or,
what?
Do you want to try something, do you want to try something a little different? It's actually a lemon doodle, and it's a snickerdoodle with lemon frosting on it, also from the Cookie Mill, and it changed my life. I mean, I'll just bring you both. I'm going
to
get both.
I was about to say, why not both? Why do I have to choose?
Steve got so angry at that ultimatum.
Like, what do you mean? It's not like, I mean, why can't I have both?
I will
I'll
bring
give
both.
You the money if it's a problem.
And they're big. No, they're big. They're big cookies, like the size of your face.
Oh, I'm in.
Yes, let's all right. Go. That's what I'm going to do then.
So it's the Jimmy John's. They have signs that even say free smells. Yeah, the bread from Jimmy John's is one of the best scents.
I agree. They have some next level bread for sure.
Another text of bread up. Fried chicken.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right, Sarah, what about you?
Fried tofu. That's my guess for her.
Unfortunately, that doesn't really smell like much.
It just smells like whatever you want it to smell
yeah.
like.
Yeah, use your imagination.
It picks up the taste of whatever you soak it in.
I 100% have to go with waffle cones. Oh, that is the best smell.
Sarah, might be the best thing you've ever said on the radio.
Thank you so much. I could. Oh, when you go by like a Baskin Robbins or a Cold Stone and that smell, that's like what I want to smell like.
Sarah, when I worked at a Baskin Robbins, I smelled like waffle cones all the time. You would have loved me.
You ever walk by Molly Moon?
Oh, yeah.
I think they're doing what McDonald's is doing with these billboards. I'm pretty sure they have a fan that's just shooting the scent. Like, wherever they are, you can smell it from a couple of blocks away, and I'm just like, I got to get myself a fresh waffle cone.
Is it Molly Moon's or Salt and Straw? The one in Cap Hill? Because
they're both there.
Okay, they're brilliant, though, because I feel like they're open late, and every time you're walking around drunk in Cap Hill, you're just like, yeah, Molly Moon's!
So the Molly Moon's is kind of close to where all the bars are.
Yeah.
But then Salt and Straw is a little bit, a few blocks down towards downtown. There's also Frankie and Joe's. It's a vegan one.
Done some research there, Steve, right?
For the show. I knew at some point this would come up, and I just needed to be ready to tell you guys about all the ice cream places in Capitol Hill area.
I want to have a snack now. Yeah. I'm very hungry.
But I agree. The waffle cone is a fantastic scent.
That was a great call out, Sarah.
Someone said also freshly opened coffee grounds.
Yeah. Mm.
Another text just came in. Waffle cones, mother effers.
Yeah.
And also another person was saying street tacos.
Yeah.
That's a great one as well.
For sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.